Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What do you do when you have a babysitter that's beyond bad?
And the worst part is, it's a relative.
Yeah, an extreme babysitter in the worst possible sense. Today on My Crazy Family.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
Welcome to the program. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to our channel on Apple Podcasts. There you can get yourself ad-free versions of the show, and you're going to get the shows well before everybody else. Advanced episodes for you, weeks before everybody else gets to hear it. All of it commercial-free. The archive there for you as well. And there'll be many other extras throughout the year. So do check that out and press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Tony and Stacey Cole here today. What's going on?
Well, and I also want to remind people, you've got a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. And what we want you to do is go to our, well, basically anywhere that you listen to the podcast and give us a review. Send that review via screenshot to contest@crazyfampod.com. And you'll have a chance to win that $500 gift card. And if it's a really nice review, you're going to make me smile. And that's sometimes that's a rarity.
You just want to make Stacey smile.
Ba-da-da-da.
I got to put the more you know thing on the thing. But I don't have like, oh, no, here I have an idea. Stacey.
You got it.
Smile. Won't you smile to welcome me? Stacey.
Oh, my God. I just made Tony sing. It's a good day, everybody.
Hall and Oates, everybody. Hall and Oates. Do you remember when I did? God. Remember when I did Michael Jackson at the Christmas party that one year? It was like one. It was you.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
It was You Rock My World was the song, and I started doing it. It was because I was like doing it in the studio one day, and like people were like, "That's good. You do a good Michael Jackson." I had no idea. And so I did it at the Christmas party with karaoke, and everybody was on the other side of the room. And then by the end of the song, everybody was in front of the stage cheering. It was crazy.
So you got a taste of what it was like to be Michael Jackson without the molestation.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, this is what it's like to be Michael Jackson. And when I get off stage, I'm going to go have a rum and coke, not touch a child. And so, yeah, it was an interesting evening.
God. Yeah, you do a really, really good Michael Jackson. It's to the point where it's frightening.
It was. I mean, I haven't done it in years. I dressed as Michael Jackson for Disco Cures Cancer one year, and that was a good costume.
I know.
Maybe it was there.
And people were like, what the fuck is your deal? Why are you dressed like that?
Disco.
It's not disco.
But Michael did have a couple songs in the disco era. It just, we didn't look like that at the time. And it would have been very inappropriate to do blackface and an afro. So that would not have gone over well. So
no, thank you for not doing that.
I did the white Michael, and that went over very well. and it was scary. I even made that jacket. I went to like the Goodwill, bought my Michael Jackson jacket. It had all the bling and everything on it. Yeah, which I didn't even know what I was like, okay, well, that could like go. I went to the Goodwill. I got a jacket that would kind of look somewhat like that, shoulder pads, 80s style. Then I went to like the jewelry area and got the shiniest shit that I could sew onto a jacket. And that would look kind of Michael Jackson-ish. And like, it was like a big pearly scarf or something that I put down the side for the sash. And I literally hand sewed all of that onto the jacket in my little apartment there. So that's kind of bizarre to me to think of, like, I remember doing it though. I really wanted that to be a good Michael Jackson outfit. And my mom ended up using it for Halloween parties for the next 10, 20 years.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. So do I remember what you were saying?
Oh,
sorry.
That's outstanding. No, that's okay. Do you remember how well you could just kind of do his hee-hee?
Oh, yeah.
Can you still do that?
Oh, yeah. Hee-hee! Say, I can still.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can. What's my? I'm trying to think of a Michael Jackson song. That where he kind of like, yeah. Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. There you go. A little Michael for you.
Thank you. I needed that so bad.
What the fuck does Shamo even mean? I don't even know. Shamo!
I don't even know.
It's like some more, but Shamo. So, okay, well, there you go, kids. There's a flashback to being Michael Jackson and having your family never speaking to you again after that. My dad never really looked at me the same and still hasn't spoken to me to this day. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, it's rough.
Let's. What do we got on the docket here for other crazy family stories?
All right. Well, this one starts off with hello. First off, I want to say I found this podcast while listening to Real Ghost Stories online. And I've been listening to that podcast since 2017. And I love you and your daughter. She's so funny and reminds me of my daughter, who is 8. I wanted to share my story of my mom because the past 2 years, she's been causing so much stress and drama in my life. And before I start, though, I do want to put a trigger warning because at the end I will mention sexual assault. So, and I appreciate that when people point that out because for some people it's really troubling to have that brought up. So I will give ample warning when you need to kind of hit the fast forward button ever so slightly. So I promise you I will let you know when it's coming.
Okay.
Anyways. Me and my mom have never had the best relationship, and I'm starting to see her true colors now. In 2020, I started dating my now husband. She decided to not like him after meeting him for the first time because he was too quiet. Remember, we've had stories about quiet men.
Yeah, okay. Like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Tony! All right. This guy is not Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
He's an observer and he was in the army. So he is quiet at first while getting to know people. It's a good skill to have. Shut your yap until it's time to open it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's decided that she didn't like him because of that. Once she was threatening to call Child Protective Services on me because she didn't trust the way I was raising my daughter because it's not what she would do. She wouldn't stop threatening me. So my boyfriend, now husband, called her and told her to stop. And she got defensive and he got angry. So, of course, she hated him for that, too. We had stopped talking for a few months. But when me and my boyfriend decided to get married, I tried making amends with her because I wanted her at my wedding. I took her out for a drink and we talked. In the end, she decided she couldn't go because of how things were. And she thought we were getting married just to spite her. A few days later, my aunt, my mom's sister, left a note on my front porch that was 4 pages long, front and back. And it was saying basically how wrong it is for me to get married and not have my mom there. And how my mom had been dreaming of this day that I got married since I was little. So my mom obviously told her that she was uninvited. Oh, and they also made a big deal about how I sent invites through Facebook and over the phone because we were only engaged for a month before we got married, and it was a little backyard wedding, so I didn't see the point of going all out and getting fancy invites. Plus, it was a potluck style, so I just made an event on Facebook so we could figure out who was bringing what. It made sense to me, but according to my mom and her sister, they thought it was wrong. And so the only person on my side of the family that showed up to my wedding was my dad. And he lives the furthest away, driving 8 hours to get here to walk me down the aisle. Since then, I have gotten to know my dad a little better. And now I understand some of the things I thought were his fault for not being around were really my mom's fault. Mm-hmm. Like when me and my brother were younger, my mom would hide us at grandma's house and take us on shopping trips the day my dad said he was coming to see us. He would show up at her house, and my mom's boyfriend would answer the door saying we weren't home. All this time, I thought my dad was a flake. It turns out my mom was just crazy. Anyway, I tried getting along last year with my mom until she went crazy on me one more time. When my daughter had been sick for a few days, she called one morning to see how she was, and I didn't answer because I was at work. I texted her saying that she was doing better and I was at work. Well, for some reason, she thought I didn't answer because I went to work and left my daughter at home alone. And she accused me of this. I didn't play into it and just said, oh my gosh, you're crazy. No, I didn't answer because I'm working. Then she said it must be true since I didn't respond to what she said. That was when I told her I was done. I'm constantly getting judged on my parenting. I feel like she's always looking for things to use against me and my daughter. She also accused me of lying. Here it comes, guys. If things trigger you, fast forward a little bit here. She accused me of lying when I finally told her after 13 years that when I was 12 or 13, her ex-husband and my stepdad had molested me. And I just always had it in my mind that he would get what's coming to him in hell and I would deal with it all alone. Well, in 2017, I had sort of a mental breakdown and told my therapist and my mom about what had happened. My mom thought I was lying because I waited so long to tell someone. I told her it was for this exact reason, people not believing me. So ever since then, I have always felt really uncomfortable around her. And one more thing, she blames me for the reason one of her marriages ended. When I got pregnant, I needed a place to stay after I broke up with my boyfriend for cheating when I was 6 months pregnant, and her husband didn't want to take me and my daughter in, so she divorced him. I know every family has their problems, but I grew up thinking that my family was perfect. Boy, was I wrong.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more than a little wrong there. I'm amazed how long she stuck in and kept trying to make it work.
Yeah.
But you know that you want that. It's a primal thing. I'm not faulting her for it at all. It's just one of those things where you want that to work because in theory, there's no reason it shouldn't or couldn't. But some people make it utterly impossible for that sort of relationship to work. And deep down, I think when you dig into it again, this is not any sort of excuse for any sort of behavior. It's just, if you can understand what's behind it, it makes it a little more enlightening, is they are trying to keep people away from them. They don't want anybody near them. And the way of doing that eventually is just to alienate everyone around you, make them feel uncomfortable, say, do horrible things to them, and, you know, just make life shitty. And eventually they're alone and they don't necessarily like that at that point in time, but it's a vicious cycle. It probably goes back to some sort of abuse in her own childhood that's made her into this witch of a person.
Yeah. And you know, I did pick out one tiny little thing in this email. I am so happy to hear that somebody did a backyard small wedding, planned it through Facebook, didn't, you know, spend hundreds of dollars on invitations, and just did your wedding the way you fucking want to do your wedding. I'm so tired of the wedding stories of, yeah, you know, we're doing this zillion dollar wedding and everybody's got an opinion, and just fucking do the wedding of your dreams, whatever that is. you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's understand money, because that's another thing I think that there's way too much of, where it's sometimes if it's paid, if you're lucky enough to have it paid for by somebody else. And if you're not, then you have, some people have this idea, it's going to cost this much, we should take out loans and go into debt to make this wedding, or whatever you have saved, let's put it all at the wedding. It's like, this could be putting down payment on a house or something, or just living, and trying to build that up. The amount of money that can get spent on a single wedding is utterly ridiculous. And really, for what? You can, I don't know. Everybody has their opinion of what they like. I prefer a more intimate setting where you can actually have a conversation with everyone there, and not just do the walker. Hi,
I was your mother's librarian in 1968. I was your mother's librarian on the bookmobile.
Okay. And
she thought I should be here at your momentous day.
But you were, oh, okay. Well, that's nice to know you were the librarian.
I retired in 1972.
Oh, I was born in 82.
Yes, I know. I've been watching you.
What do you mean you've been watching?
Uh-oh.
I had nothing else to do in my retirement. I began climbing trees and looking for little boys playing in the yard. I would drop pages of books into the yard. They'd be perplexed by that. You were when you were little, Tony.
I do remember. I remember those pages.
Yes, and those pages. Oh, the texts on those pages. They were from Harry Potter. Harry Potter, the demonic. And once you touched those pages, witchcraft would come into your life, and devils would emerge, and eventually,
the son of Satan would arrive.
But that was just, you know, what I did in my retirement, and that's why I'm here, because I wanted to spend your day with you.
Well, I'm glad you can make it. Go have a drink up at the bar. It's all free.
Oh, God, you kill me. I, you know, one day we'll tap into your head and see what's climbing around in there, but maybe not today, huh?
It's a lot of random is pretty much all it is. I have no idea where I'm going with any of these things. And eventually I was like, I got to find it out. I don't know what it is. But... and then, yes, something crazy that happens usually. There you go.
Oh, my God.
So, okay. Wow. What else we got?
Yeah, and thank you to that person for sharing a really difficult story. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. And hopefully it's helpful to get it out there.
Yeah.
All right, our next story. My husband and I were engaged at 6 weeks and married 6 months after dating when, you know, I had been previously engaged for 2.5 years to a man who I called it quits with. Anywho, I have nothing to say about being engaged after 6 weeks. I was kind of the same. I was engaged, oh my goodness, a month after I met my husband. Yeah. And we were married like 4 months later. And no, wasn't pregnant.
I have, in my first, two marriages, they were very quick engagements and, I think it was around 3 months, honestly, on both. It was very, yeah, it didn't take that long.
Well, when you know, you know.
Well, I clearly didn't because, you know, that's why they are ex-wives, but, yeah, I got to say, learn from my mistakes and taking time and, feeling good about all that. But,
absolutely.
But yeah, it's just like, oh my God. Okay. Continue on.
Okay. So, and she goes on to say, also, I was not pregnant. Everybody thinks if you're having a quickie wedding, somebody's pregnant. You don't have to get married if you're pregnant these days. So that's not an indicator. Okay. There. Mm-hmm. All right. One of my husband's aunts made the comment to my husband's grandma that the only reason we're getting married was because I was the best piece of ass my husband had ever had. Jesus, who talks about family members like that?
Apparently this woman.
Yeah, Jesus. All right. And as someone who went to a private Christian school and raised up in the church, I was just beside myself when I heard this. Then the wedding month gets here and my husband's other aunt, who weighs all of 400 pounds, asked if we were going to rent a golf cart for her to get from her car to the ceremony and from the ceremony to the reception. We were flabbergasted because the ceremony was at my in-law's property, meaning from the parking lot to the front porch of the house where the ceremony was being held was less than the length of a basketball court, and the reception, which was in the backyard, was about half a basketball court away in walking distance. But you had to retrace your steps going back toward the parking lot to go around to the house to get to the backyard.
Why golf cart? Why not like just a motor scooter or something like that? Why specifically a golf cart? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it really doesn't. This conversation happened all on Facebook. And once we informed her that we would not be providing a golf cart for her convenience, she stated that she may not be in attendance due to this fact. Surprisingly, she did make it to the wedding. Sitting close to her car in the parking lot, and her husband and son had brought a tailgating tent for her to sit under during the ceremony. We're going on 5 years of marriage, and we still talk about these instances to this day. Okay, there's a lot to unpack here. Mm-hmm. And in no way do I want to come across as fat shaming in any way or mocking somebody who is obese, and because that's not how I feel. But that's if that's what's going on with you, you need to accommodate for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I mean, if I'm diabetic and I need to have food by a certain time or I'm going to be in trouble, I bring a snack.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, So you need to advocate for yourself. And I appreciate the fact that her aunt asked if they could get a golf cart, but to throw a fucking fit and say, well, I'm not coming to the wedding.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's and for that ridiculously short span, And no, I'm not fat shaming, but it's not healthy. It's not fucking healthy at all. I am overweight right now, more than I've ever fucking been. And, you know, I know everyone can shame themselves. I shame myself inadvertently just because I'm like, oh. But I'm working at it because I don't like it. And mm-hmm. I don't want to be unhealthy because I'd rather not die or have something else kill me because I'm overweight. Like, one of the biggest fucking killers with COVID was if you're overweight or ways that it could take you. You know, and there's plenty of other things that go along with that. So I'm working my ass off to not do that or continue to be like that. So, yeah, I mean, you choose your path. You go down your road. Maybe whatever reason one got to that size. There was some choices that were made. And the same choices that were made should be reevaluated and make some new choices to get yourself as healthy as you can and not be a burden on everyone around you.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of, if you really wanted to go to this wedding, instead of just folding your arms and throwing a fit and making a stink about it, how about you just look into ways that maybe you can rent your own golf cart if that's what it takes?
Just plan ahead. I mean, and any other disability, if I had a broken leg, if I didn't have legs, I really wouldn't be asking the people at the event to, you know, cater to me in some way, shape, or form because of my disability. I would be figuring that out and taking care of it. I would probably prefer to do that even if it was offered, just because I would be more in control of what I'm using and be happier with it.
Absolutely.
And they're both. They, you know, at some point, both are a disability. So you just kind of got to plan ahead. So, yeah, I don't have a lot of shame there. And if that's how you want to live your life, cool, whatever. It's just, you know, anything. Don't expect anybody to necessarily accommodate that. I get like a public restaurant or something would have to. This is your fucking family's wedding. In a backyard.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the husband and son brought a tailgating tent for her to sit under during the ceremony. Yeah. So they were accommodating some things.
Yeah. I don't know why the husband and son don't have other, if this is an issue for her to go that far, does she never leave the house? Or does she just, I mean, how else is she getting around? Why is this such a chore at this moment in time?
That's a really good point. Yeah.
I don't know.
Certainly fits into our podcast though, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. Just a little bit. Family's irrational demands on others, for, their issues. Yeah. Gotta love
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It's family. You only got one. Yeah. Okay. Cool. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It doesn't obligate me to anything though. So yeah.
Unreal. Our next story is about my crazy cousin who was much older than me, who could be my aunt. I was maybe 10 or 12. Do you have an older cousin in your life? I do.
Not super older. No, I do. No, you're wrong. So, I do. I'm sorry. Didn't think about that. I do.
I'm trying to think. How did this work? My mom's sister is the same age as my brother. So my brother has a cousin who's the same age.
Sure.
As his aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like it. Just crazy. Like,
yeah, it's where it spanned out. And there's that.
It's just totally weird. So the story goes on. My mom always had my cousin babysit me. So I would usually go to her house and hang out with my younger cousins. Mm-hmm. My cousin who babysat me was so mean to me that I didn't tell my mom about things that she did to me in fear that she would do more damage to me. One of them being making me read my shirt upside down as I was wearing it, or we couldn't go get lunch. The fuck is that? Why? Okay. Another thing that she did was made me take extremely hot showers. Okay, now we are walking into child abuse, not just, oh, you got something on your face, whack.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't care that I was crying at the top of my lungs and it burned me. I'm currently 33 years old now and I'm still afraid to go into a new shower if I'm staying at somebody's house. Also, another thing she did was cut my fingernails till they bled. Holy shit. One day, maybe 6 months later, my aunt came over and I noticed that I'd been crying in the shower and asked why I was crying. My cousin, who was my babysitter, lied to my aunt and said I had pooped myself. My aunt got mad and called my mom and told my aunt that this was the last straw and my aunt had to take me home. I hope I never see this bitch again. I hope she's listening to this podcast. And if so, fuck you. And says, please say it with authority. Anyway, I love your new podcast. You guys keep up the amazing work. Signed, D. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
And this is sadistic.
Yes, there's obviously something going on there. You're going to make them cut your nails down till they bleed. Going into the hot shower, what the fuck is that? There's something, I'm guessing if there was a little investigating done, that babysitter also was abused. And I wonder where that would point to in the family, if it's in the family. And maybe there's some covering up or not wanting to admit suspicions that others have had because you take that road and you start tumbling down the dominoes. You may not like how they all fall. It may really disrupt mentally how you've seen people and viewed them. And some people just don't want to do that. They want to, how they remember it is just good with them. And it's a coping mechanism, but I don't know, not healthy in this sort of a situation.
No, it's not. And you know, the hot showers, the cutting the nails until they bleed. You've got somebody who, you know, speaking of the time of Jeffrey Dahmer and the, you know, thing on Netflix, this is really wanting to see somebody hurt, somebody tortured, somebody fearful.
Yeah.
This is really not even borderline. This is absolute fucking nuts. It's crazy.
Like, it's like sociopathic type behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
I would love to know, did I miss it? But where are they today? when we look back on this, and where are they now, the babysitter?
Yeah.
I think
it would be interesting to get a follow-up.
Yeah, I think it'd be very interesting to hear, you know, where are they now? As we travel down this road of where's the evil babysitter today? Well, that wacky one who used to cut nails down to bleed and also made you go in those super hot showers. You'll be happy to know they are roasting up the roast beef over at Arby's at 21st and MLK on the south side of Chicago. They love to roast the roast beef every single day. They go in, they go out, they try not to get shot. No, the roast beef. They also live in a small one-bedroom closet that no one knows about in an abandoned building where they collect the bodies of children. But every day, it's back to the roast beef. This has been Where Are They Now? I'd like to know.
And you know what, though? You stop trashing Arby's. I love me a good Arby's roast beef sandwich.
I like
Nobody
Arby's.
Fucking does roast beef. Yeah, don't you trash them.
I like Arby's, too. I'm not trashing them. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's like that's where they are today, and that's, I don't know. It's like a teenager job a lot of times, but sometimes it's all, you know, if you're a manager or whatever, I get it. Anyway. So yeah, the idea that, that person is out there, I'm glad that they cut off contact and it wasn't one of those, let's keep the love alive, just because we're somehow related.
Yeah. This person actually, I'm not doubting that any of this is true, but this aunt or no, I'm sorry, cousin who is as old as an aunt could be. Mm-hmm. It needs to be dealt with in a court of law. I'm sorry. I want some justice for this person.
I think it'd be really hard to try this that many years back.
It would, but this is just sick. A lot of these stories we talk about are absolutely sick and cruel and disgusting. But this one, this just cuts to my quick. That you would do this to a child willingly, knowingly.
Well, it sounds like they didn't name the age. It sounds like the other was a child too, though, weren't they? I mean, they were older, but were they that much older?
It says much older.
Okay, well, maybe. I was picturing like a teenager, but yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then yes. I guess in my mind, I was just thinking it's like a 15, 16-year-old that's also been abused. But, and that doesn't mean that you couldn't be a 30-year-old that's also been abused and doing this shit. But that's much more concerning because you're 33 and doing this to a child. So I don't know. But yeah, obviously, I don't know. It'd be something I don't know that I'd want to go down the path of unless I felt that there was others in the direct line of danger from this individual. And if there was, I would speak up. If there really isn't anymore, then there really isn't anymore. And you got to ask yourself, do you want to put yourself down that road and get in all the emotional trauma of it that you'll be dealing with for years to come if you'd like to involve the legal system?
Yeah, let's not dredge up the past, and it's going to pit people against each other in the family. Mm-hmm. But you know, part of my brain is always like, I want these bad people to fucking pay for what they did.
Oh, I completely agree. I completely agree. That's why there's Oscars Vigilante Service. Oscars Vigilante Service is open 7 days a week. Oscar, he wants some of the... If you're looking to have a loved one expire, maybe that crazy uncle that everybody thought was just a little off, but you knew better. Or maybe your cousin Timmy, who had a strange affection for your little dog, Chihuahua, Manny. There was a reason Manny was bleeding from the rectum every time he left your house.
Oh, God.
Or maybe it's just time to turn in Grandpa for you know what. But you know, it's going to be a long judicial battle you don't want to go down again. That's why there's Oscars Vigilante Service. Oscars Vigilante Service. We'll take them out for you. They're sponsors of the show today. So I had to get that in.
So bad. But you know what? There is a... if you ever decide to open that business, can we talk? Can we talk off air?
Yeah. There we go. You got a job, Stacy.
Woohoo!
Well, there you go. All right. That's all of them, right?
Yeah, it is all of them for today.
Okay. That's going to wrap up today's episode of My Crazy Family. Share your crazy family stories with us. Go to our website, crazyfampod.com, or give us a call at 833-CRAY-FAM 24/7. And you leave your story there. We may use it on a future episode. 833-272-9326 or crazyfampod.com. Apple Podcasts, subscribe there. Get commercial-free episodes of the show. Everything in advance, everything in the archive, ad-free. Listen to it at your leisure with no ads. Check it out. You can get that to a subscription on our channel on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Stacy, I'm Tony. Thank you for listening to My Crazy Family.
My.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.